Time to hit the beach.
Let's get a bike time.
And get your head in the game.
You know, something Wildcats.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Wednesday, July 27th. We are counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Tony Dow, the director, producer, and actor best known for his role as eldest son Wally Cleaver on the 1957 sitcom Leave It to Beaver, has not, in fact, died, but is in hospice care, his family now says. Dow's representatives did not immediately respond to EW's request for comment, but his manager told TMZ that the 77-year-old is still alive and breathing. TMZ reports that Dow's wife, Lauren, believed her husband was dead and told his management. Retta is still salty about the cancellation of her NBC dramedy Good Girls. The actress who portrayed Ruby Hill on the series, about a trio of suburban housewives turned criminals, revealed all on Monday's episode of Live with Kelly and Ryan. Have a listen.
What about Good Girls? Mm-hmm. Is that not coming back?
It is not. We were
That's a big boo.
We were very close to a fifth season, but one person ruined it for all of cast and crew, and so it's not back.
Wait, but if one person ruins it for cast and crew, can you just, like, get rid of
that
one person and then bring in another person?
It was a little, I think it was a little too close to when they would have to start and figure out story, so... No.
Come on. The way TV is now.
Trust me, Kelly. I'm salty.
Now, Retta did not disclose the cast member in question, but her comments come in the wake of reports that the renewal hit a snag after production couldn't come to an agreement with star Manny Montana, who played fan favorite Rio. Retta, along with co-stars Christina Hendricks and Mae Whitman, reportedly agreed to take pay cuts for a reduced fifth and final season per TV line. But coupled with chatter about Hendricks and Montana's alleged strained working relationship, the network was unable to make it work, according to an NBC insider. A deal to move season 5 to Netflix also fell through. Reps for NBC and Montana did not immediately respond to EW's request for comment. The Gray Man wants to be your new favorite action franchise. Netflix has set plans for both a sequel to the 2022 action thriller, which starred Ryan Gosling and Chris Evans, as well as a spinoff. So far, Gosling will return for the sequel, as will directors Joe and Anthony Russo and screenwriter Stephen McFeely. Details on the separate spinoff are not currently known, only that it will explore a different element of the Gray Man universe. The Talk co-host Natalie Morales is taking her journalism skills to The Young and the Restless, where she will play a journalist in a recurring role. She will first appear on the CBS daytime drama next month. It looks like The View has found its new co-host, though The View isn't really saying that right now. According to multiple reports, Alyssa Farah Griffin, who formerly served as White House Director of Strategic Communications and assistant to President Donald Trump, is in the final stages of joining the daytime talk show as the next conservative co-host. The Daily Mail was among the first to report the news, which was confirmed by EW's sister publication People. But a spokesperson for The View said Tuesday in a statement to EW, quote, "We do not have a co-host announcement to make at this time. Stay tuned." Griffin has appeared on The View fairly regularly over the summer, alongside Whoopi Goldberg, Joy Behar, Sarah Haynes, and Sonny Hostin. And MTV has revealed the nominees for this year's VMAs. Lil Nas X, Jack Harlow, and Kendrick Lamar all tied for the most with 7 each. Harry Styles and Doja Cat scored 6 noms apiece, while Drake, Ed Sheeran, Billie Eilish, Dua Lipa, Taylor Swift, and The Weeknd each nabbed 5. The queen of pop herself, Madonna, has also made history as the only artist to be nominated in each decade since the award show began. She was already the most awarded artist in VMA history with 20 wins, and thanks to Madame X, now boasts 69 career nominations. The VMAs will air Sunday, August 28th. For more on all of these stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com.
Number 3.
We're we're taking a deep dive into some disturbing stories for our number three pick today, the debut of The Most Hated Man on the Internet. The new Netflix docuseries recounts the story of Hunter Moore. His website is anyoneup.com and the countless victims' lives he ruined. He posted, without consent, thousands of nude photos, making the site one of the first and most popular sites for revenge porn. When the site was at its peak in 2010, there were no laws in place to regulate the crimes being committed. Here's a preview.
I woke up. You know, you wake up, you look at your phone, 200 notifications.
There I was, topless, multiple photos.
It was an absolute shock.
I got posted on the site.
Isanyoneup.com. I felt violated.
Humiliation.
That site was about destroying lives. Who would create a website like this?
This is Hunter Moore from Isanyoneup.com. All your girlfriends.
Hunter Moore, also known as the most hated man on the internet.
And his website is AnyoneUp.
Me and my friends would just post a bunch of girls, and I was like, yo, I can make money out fucking people over.
He thought of himself as the king of revenge porn.
He made it appear that you would be very successful by being a complete sociopath on the internet.
And it pissed me off.
I pleaded with him to please remove these images, and the response that I got, LOL.
Has there been any individual you've just felt sorry for to the point that you take something down?
No. It's just too much fun.
But the one thing he didn't anticipate was Charlotte laws.
He came after my daughter.
He needed to be brought down.
If he feels threatened by somebody, he won't let it go.
Dude, without bullying, I don't know what I'd do.
Hunter had a set of followers who I think were deranged.
And I felt like they're really coming after me now.
He was escalating and escalating.
I had one goal, get this site taken down.
It's gonna get a lot worse.
He was planning something even more dangerous.
He didn't expect any accountability.
Hunter, what do you have to say?
With all the mouth, with all the talk.
You had the power to ruin someone's life with just one click.
I don't know why all these people, you know, hate me. I'm just making money off your nude pictures.
And now the victims of this site are speaking out and making change. Check out the docuseries debut of The Most Hated Man on the Internet, streaming now on Netflix.
Trivia.
It's trivia time. High School Musical, the musical, the series, is back. More on that in just a few. This series has become a global sensation, to say the least, partly due to the legion of fans who still love the original High School Musical movies and, of course, the rise of pop princess Olivia Rodrigo. Now, one of the show's stars actually won a contest when they were just 5 years old to attend the red carpet premiere of High School Musical 3 senior year. Which star was it? Olivia Rodrigo, Sophia Wiley, or Joshua Bassett? Stick around for the answer. It's a party all day and all night. Our next pick is the new episode of All-Star Shore. The star-studded Paramount Plus reality competition series has been heating up. Last week, we saw Ethan and Marina try to solve the mystery behind escaping exile hell, and a new team is in the lead after a new paradise game. Miss Vanjie showed off the drag skills she's known for, but Joey started a war between Chloe and Angelina. Here, some of the competitors share their most talked-about lingo.
Yarrick, mate. Aye, aye. How's the bed? Aye, Kushti. What you think they need like? What, you gonna get f***ing all? Oh, aye, aye. I'll meet the pub, like. Okay, see you later. Did you understand that?
I came up with the word ream. In England, it's in the dictionary. Ream means beautiful, peng, sick. It means lovely. It means good. Like, you look ream. You look fresh.
There's so many. I don't even know which one to name. My hello moment, when I went at Ronnie and the girls were in the jacuzzi and they were freaking getting naked up there. Ew. And I'm like, hello. Are you f***ing with it? That was one of my
best moment?
Oh, I think my most famous catchphrase was, "O pai tá on," that means daddy's online. Daddy's online means that, you know, we are there living, we are enjoying it, we are enjoying life, we are ready to everything. That's it, that's online.
My famous one-liner is definitely, "Hello, your right pocket." Probably won't be able to understand that, but, "Hello?" Or, "Why I pet?" "Yari, mate." That's some of my lingo. I don't think you understand, do you?
A lot of the catchphrases from Geordie Shore, some people won't know. So, like, "Why I?" That just means that yes or yeah, definitely.
"Why I pet?" That's my catchphrase. Whenever I win a challenge, "Why I pet?"
Mortal, which means getting drunk. Passion on, which means kissing. So yeah, hopefully there'll be plenty of that.
So who will win this week's Paradise game? You gotta tune in to find out. All-Star Shore is streaming now on Paramount Plus. All right, don't go anywhere, at least not to the shore just yet. Our number one pick is coming up. What to Watch, we'll be right back.
Also,
knowing the
more about gel coat.
When the fourth round would...
Don't you call in the...
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here because it's Emmy season on the Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers, every Thursday starting April 4th, as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with the Awardist podcast, Thursday starting April 4th, on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at EW.com/Awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. What time is it? Summertime! And for our number one pick, and also time to return to High School Musical, the series. But in season 3 of Disney Plus's meta series, we're not returning to the halls of East High, not like Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens suspiciously did recently. Oh no, this season, the Wildcats are heading off to summer camp to have some fun in the sun while also preparing to put on a performance of Frozen. As if Frozen and High School Musical's discography wasn't big enough to choose from, this season is also bringing to life recreations of camp rock songs. Quite fittingly, of course. It is a Disney musical palooza. Plus, the show is bringing in the star power this season with appearances from High School Musical alum Corbin Bleu, Hannah Montana alum Jason Earls, Modern Family alum Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and JoJo Siwa. Check out this trailer.
Let's go!
And why are you all coming to the world's greatest camp for 2 weeks?
Because there's a secret celebrity!
I was actually looking for, because we all love each other and, you know, something Wildcats!
Welcome, folks. I'm just going to need to collect your phones, snacks, and all electronic devices.
It's only for 2 weeks, but Sasha doesn't know that.
Sasha is your phone.
This summer, Camp Shallow Lake has been selected for a very special opportunity to tell you all about it.
Mr. Corbin Bleu!
You guys are going to be the first camp to put on Frozen!
Surprise!
Best summer ever.
It's my first camp. Should we spread out our bed assignments or do the new girl cluster?
My first boyfriend.
Just hitting me now that you two are going to be a thing all summer.
My first time really going out for the lead in a show.
It is time to introduce you to your director, EJ Caswell.
Just freaking out a little bit.
Shake your moneymaker, Caswell.
Show me how you feel. Let's start the party.
I cannot focus on anything but auditions right now.
What are the two main guys' names in Frozen again? One is, I want to say, Gary?
None of them are Gary. You can't just Zefron your way through auditions this time.
I promise you, the best is yet to come.
Scream!
What's up, Wildcats?
Feels like these last few years have been leading up to something big.
Nothing is going to ruin our perfect summer together.
One could say the stakes have never been higher. And one will. The stakes have never been higher.
High School Musical, the musical of the series, season 3 premieres today on Disney Plus. And finally, today, the answer to our trivia question. Which High School Musical, the musical of the series star, won a contest when they were 5 years old to attend the red carpet premiere of High School Musical 3 senior year? Olivia Rodrigo, Sophia Wiley, or Joshua Bassett? Well, good for you if you got this right. The answer is not Olivia Rodrigo. It's Sophia Wiley. The actress who plays Gina on the series got to attend the premiere of the movie years before her starring role on the hit Disney Channel series Andy Mack. That is our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks for listening and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shepp and Sydney Buxbaum, edited by Lauren Klein, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.